Here's the New Cold War podcast with Edward Lucas.
I loathe the sex industry. So in this column, written in April 2006, I lambasted Lithuanian officials for encouraging it in the beautiful city of Vilnius. Opera and strudel beat stag nights and sex. There is a red light district in Vienna, but you'd never hear about it from the Austrian tourism authorities. That's because they want rich, refined visitors who come for high culture and upmarket shopping. Such people spend a lot of money on food and accommodation too, and they raise the tone of a city. So advertising your city for its civilised charms, rather than for cheap sex and booze, seems common sense. And I was baffled and infuriated at a conference in Lithuania last week to see a brochure from the Lithuanian Tourism Board giving a prominent puff for a visit to the striptease joints of Vilnius. It's so wrong-headed that I can only assume it's part of a clever Russian plan to destabilise the Lithuanian economy. Promoting the red light district is the best possible way of deterring the well-heeled tourists that Lithuania, like every other poor but beautiful post-communist country, needs to attract. It's not as if there was any shortage of real attractions. The Vilnius Old Town is a panoramic paradise of Baroque and Rococo architecture, rivalled only by Krakow and Lviv. Admittedly, the 20th century left the insides of the buildings less interesting than the outsides, but there's still plenty to admire. My own favourite is the lingering traces of the Jewish, and especially the Yiddish-speaking civilizations of pre-Holocaust Lithuania. But there's also Polish, Russian and Soviet legacies, and of course medieval and modern Lithuania. So there's a real feast of diversion and entertainment of the kind that uplifts the soul, informs the mind, and stimulates the aesthetic senses. So why on earth obscure that with sleaze, especially when it would attract the kind of visitors who'll ruin Vilnius forever? I'd like to take the Lithuanian tourist authorities, at gunpoint if necessary, to Cyprus, where they could see what happens when a beautiful place, drenched with history and culture, is run by greedy, stupid people. The bars and fast food joints of Ayia Napa, where drunken sluts and macho louts drink until they puke, make a fair bit of money, it's true. But they've ruined any chance that Cyprus might have of being anything more. Once you take the road downmarket, it's almost impossible to go back. You've got the wrong hotels, the wrong restaurants, the wrong shops, and worst of all, the wrong reputation. The stag parties, that's bachelor nights for Americans, which plague the cities of Eastern Europe, are still only a nuisance, not a menace. It's hard to stop them altogether. But the aim of the tourism authorities should be to herd these people away to places where they won't put off the other tourists. If there must be a red light district, put it somewhere where no normal visitor will have to see it. I tried explaining this to a bumptious Lithuanian diplomat, but he thought I was just being prudish. He seemed to think that striptease joints are just a bit of fun and that sex tourists are the inevitable consequence of low-cost airlines. I tried to explain that this is not the case. Venice is served by low-cost airlines, and nobody goes there for the nightlife. The only dancing there is the moonlight dancing on the water. The sex industry shouldn't be banned, but it should be made to pay for the damage it does to a city's reputation. Licenses for lap dancing clubs and the like should be auctioned to extract the maximum amount of cash. That could then help finance the kind of events that attract a desirable kind of tourist. This is Edward Lucas with the New Cold War podcast. You can find more about me, my books and other publications at edwardlucas.com or follow me on Twitter at Edward Lucas.
This has been a Homegrown Media production. For more on the New Cold War, please visit edwardlucas.com.